Okay, first of all, welcome back, everybody. It's been a couple of weeks. So I think we're moving into the next part of our, for lack of a better term, syllabus. I think we're supposed to be focusing on the mitzvahs Esef Shabbos in there, am I correct? Okay, good. Make sure we're on the right page. Okay. So, as the Rambam tells us concerning Shabbos, there are really four different mitzvahs. The Shomer, the Zocher, the Zkavan, and the Zoneg. So Shomer, we are not going to touch this year. Shomer refers to the Malachas, to the Isurim. So maybe another time, another shape or form. I'm not sure what the syllabus is for next year. But this year is going to be, the second year of this year, is going to be focusing more on the Zohar, on the Kavod, and on the Oneg. Those are, in a sense, the three mitzvahs essay that revolve around Shabbos and different notions, different parts of those mitzvahs essay. So we'll start with the beginning. We can call it a Chumash Shir also because of this week's parasha. So we'll begin to talk about the mitzvah of Zohar. Zohar Shem Shabbos Lekadsho. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, on the Kofa Meveis, and in Maseches Pesach, and in Kuvav, that this mitzvah Zohar Shem Shabbos Lekadsho refers to the mitzvah derives of reciting Kiddush on Shabbos. The word Zohar in Halacha always has the connotation of not just a chir of thinking, of remembering, but the word Zohar conjures up the image of actually speaking Lahazkir. The same way we find when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, one does not fulfill the mitzvah, the daily obligation, simply thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, one has to express it to Teh. Or let's say the din of Zechiris Amalek. It's not enough just to think about Amalek, you have to actually talk about Amalek, Kohen V'Chayinah. So whenever there's a mitzvah of Zechira, Zechira always means Mitzvah. How do we know that? So it's interesting, the Gemara never tells us. The Gemara never tells us what the Mokhor is. How do you know that the mitzvah of Zechira always is a Lashon Hazkir, not a Lashon Hazkar? So some suggest that maybe it's based on the Gemara Maseches Megillah, where the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Zechiris Amalek. The Gemara says, how do you know that there's a mitzvah of the Torah? The Torah already says losishkach. You're not allowed to forget Amalek, which would be belayev. So mat tamalam zohar. Zohar teaches me the path. So from the parish of Amalek, some Achareim suggest maybe Chazal had this Pesayra, had this this tradition, and we derive all the other bits of Zechira from the parish of Zechiris Amalek. That's the guess. It's interesting, the Gemara says, how we know this? But it's clear as day, as the Rambam writes, and in the end of the Shabbos, mitzvah say, let's go to Shabbos, bedvarim, you have to actually express some sign of just to sit around and remember that it's Shabbos, you have to be lahazkir that it's Shabbos. So that's a mitzvah deraisa, and that mitzvah deraisa is performed, is fulfilled through the recitation of Kiddush. What exactly has to happen on the level of deraisa in order to perform this mitzvah? So here, the Gemara always speaks about the mitzvah of Kiddush in the context of Yayin. The Brayis of the Kuvav and Psachim starts out with Torah Rabbanan, Zachas and Mishabas and Kacho, Zachreel and Yayin. The text on the spot is very sensitive to this. Vishnei Yayin. Where in the world does it say Yayin in the Chumash? So Tosfos is right, Takkah doesn't say Yayin in the Chumash. And Takkah, the requirement of Yayin is really only a din of the Rabbanan. And the din of the Raisa of Zachiris, like all the other Zachiris. Like Zechiris Amolim, like Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, other Zechiris don't require Yayin. So Zechiris Kiddush doesn't require Yayin either. It's a Chumra Midirabonah, it's a Hidah Midirabonah, and Chazal wanted to make up the ante a little bit, make the mitzvah a little bit nicer. So they instituted all Yayin. But in the Torah, one can fulfill the mitzvah with words alone. That's what Tosfos writes. And then Tosfos backpedals a little bit. And then Tosfos says, you know what? Maybe we were wrong. Maybe you really do need Yayin Midiraisa. So Tosfos is bothered with the question. How are you talking? We wouldn't say it. We stayed in the Chumash Hazoi that you require Yayin in a Torah. So Tosfos is searching and guessing and guessing. So Tosfos says maybe Chazal had a tradition that the word Zechira has the connotation of Yayin, because after all, we find in other places in Tanakh where the word Zechira does conjure up the image of Yayin. And Tosfos shows off the Bekiyas in Tanakh. Zichro Kiyen Halavanon, Naskira Dodecha Yayin. So they show you a couple of places here and there scattered throughout Tanakh that the words of Chir and Yayin appear in the same pasuk. So the Stam HaChazal had some kind of a tradition that Zechir's Yayin, Zechir's Kiddush is also all the Yayin. It's a very, very difficult opinion, guys, because so then Zechir's Amalek is also all the Yayin. That's the source of Yayin and Purim. Zechir's Amalek is all Yayin. It's a Purim term. So Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's why you have Dalek Chazal by the Seder, because Zechir is almost like Tzavas. It's ridiculous. Nobody would say such a thing. So if you're going to tell me that Zechira, because of these Pshukim and Tanakh, for some strange reason, conjures up the imagery of Yayin, that's a Dimin of Torah, like Mehecha Teisa, that Kiddush and Shabbos is different from the other Zechiras, it's a very, very difficult opinion. As well as I say, then Teisa's backpedals, even within that not really popular opinion, Teisa says that even the Niach, that Kiddush al Yayin is Minat Torah, the stomach, the requirement to drink the wine, the Gemara says that a mevarzach shigitah, it's not enough just to make kiddush aliyah and then put the wine down. You have to drink a little bit of the wine. So the stomach, that's for sure. But that's even if you want to stretch it, even Tosfos have limitations how far they want to stretch. Just say you have to do shtiyas aliyah in their eyes. That's quite ridiculous. That nobody would say. So the Yemen says somebody says that also. So the one who says that is the Mefarish of Maseches Mosim. What appears in the regular standard Shas in the name of the place of Rashi, Maseches Mosim, is not Rashi. It's been observed already hundreds of years ago that we don't have the authentic Rashi Maseches Mosim. It was possibly written by some of his Talmidim, maybe written by some of his descendants, whatever it was, but it wasn't Rashi proper, and therefore it's usually been learned Maseches Mosim, so it's usually called the Mefarish. So the Mefarish of Maseches Nazir takes the. I apologize. I don't have to take the glass. Keep my phone on. My mother had some little bit of a medical issue, so just keep the phone on. Anyway, so Rashi, or this quasi Rashi, pseudo Rashi, Mefarish of Nazir, goes further than Tosfos in Pesach was willing to go. Rashi Mefarish says that maybe even drinking the wine is also deraisa. What does it do in Maseches Nazir? You can figure out. The Gemara's having a discussion about if a guy is a Nazir, how's he going to make Kiddush on Friday night? In the middle of that discussion, it's clear from the Mefarish that the chiyuv to drink the wine, not just to say the aliyah, is also the Arayis. But again, that's like the unpopular of the unpopular opinion. The Parashas Dvarim is like the first day of Tosfos, but the whole thing is not true. The whole thing is all the Rabbanan. That Minat Torah, Kiddush is the Dvarim, and all the other Zechiris. And that's what the Rambam Paskins, that's what most of the Rishonim say, and that's how we Paskin Shulman. Paskin Shulman, all the later Achrem in Isaac Kalim, and Shulman Arach, from the Mogen Avram, from the Yehuda, from Kibay, all the Gedal Achrem in the last couple hundred years have been working with the assumption that the Ikra Din is like the first day of Tosfos, that Kiddush Alayayin is really only the Dirabon. Kiddush, the real mitzvah of Kiddush Dereis, it can be fulfilled with Dvarim alone. It was, in fact, this opinion that led to the famous discussion of the Poskim. If you have a Yom Kippur Shchalos B'Shabbos, I think every couple of years, Yom Kippur Shchalos B'Shabbos, so the question was raised, aren't they obligated to recite Kiddush Midaraisa? If Kiddush Midaraisa would have required Yayin, Shtiyas Yayin, then you could argue, well, I can't do that Midar Torah Yom Kippur, you can't do Yom Kippur. But since in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, the mitzvah of Kiddush has nothing to do with a meal, nothing to do with the suit, nothing to do with wine. We just, the guys walking on the street Friday night and saying, oh, by the way, Bechulash Rambam is also saying Kiddush Sayyayin. So that's the case. So when you have Yom Kippur Shchalos B'Shabbos, why shouldn't you be reciting Kiddush on a level of Deraisa? So some folks can say, Tachi Yashur. And you do. What's the Kiddush Deraisa? Well, you're not a Meir. That's the Kiddush. So you should talk when you daven Meir on Yom Kippur night, and Shchalos B'Shabbos, that's the Kiddush Deraisa. So then you have a further machlokes, and then the later poskim. So should we tell people about this? Should we invoke the principle of mitzvah silas kavana? If people don't know this, then maybe they're not going to be yetzik. So some later, very contemporary poskim had this idea that it should be mefarsim to yerlam. They should tell everybody when they daven ma'ariv and kippur the Shabbos, you have in mind hini muchum zum lechem mitzvah shatirish, or else maybe not yetzik because it's a mitzvah silas kavana. Another achrayim say, come on. The guy davens a ma'ariv, so he's davening whatever he wants, whatever the mitzvah is, whatever the halach is. We don't find that you have to inform the tzibur of every single mitzvah that they're doing. They're davening ma'ariv. So that means I'm coming to shul and I'm keeping an eye. Whatever my religious obligations in Judaism requires of me, that's what I want to be yotzei. So it's understood. That's called kavana. Mitzvah shchichas kavana means if a guy's doing something for a totally different reason. He's blowing shofar because he's practicing for his role in the orchestra. He's eating matzah because he's hungry. That's a mitzvah shchichas kavana. Well, let's say he's saying krishma, but he's really being mamas sedra. He's doing something legamri different off the radar screen. Here, he wants to do the mitzvah, so he's not such a lamda. He doesn't know it's kiddush teraisa. There are bottom. You know the lamdas. That's also called kavana. Very different opinions about this. So some shuls are careful about this. We have Yom Kippur Shchalos B'Shabbos, so we try to do it in our shul. So we have Yom Kippur Shchalos B'Shabbos, they always announce that from my everyone should have in mind to be, I'd say, the mitzvah of kiddush. And some shuls make that announcement. Many shuls don't make that announcement. I remember when I was a bocher, so I used to I grew up in Riverdale, so I used to daven Yom Nerun in Shiva's towels in Riverdale. So I remember one year when it was in the Kiddush Pasch Shabbos, it was a big, big sign when the door to be smedrish. Kol Echad Yichaven Mekayim Mitzvos Esei Deiraisa Shall Shall Zochzim Shabbos Kasher Day Tefillas Ma'ariv. Then 3-4 years later, it was Nachamol, it was again in Kiddush Pasch Shabbos, and the sign wasn't there. Ooh, so it was a whole tumult. What's Pshat? She would change his mind. Used to be Hanan Yichaven. Now he forgot to put the sign. The Gavai forgot to put the sign the second time. So it was not healed. Whatever it was. Anyway, so I'm not sure what the final word is. Our Torah, bring it from a chayshish for that Madura Kamov tells. We follow with the Alta Minik from the Alta Haven tells us that we still make the email, still make the announcements. Okay, anyway, back to the story. So because we most probably paskin that the Kiddush Deraisa could be fulfilled with words alone, so this set the stage for the famous Pesach of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Orech Chaim has this famous, famous Pesach, where the Magen Avraham writes that when a person davens Ma'ariv on a Friday night in Kippur, on a Friday night, he's Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. Why is he Yotze Kiddush Deraisa? Because he was Mekadosh Shabbos B'dvar. He said Vaychu. He said Mekadosh Shabbos. He said Atek Kedash Shemashim L'Shmacha. Says the Magen Avraham, there's no text for Kiddush Deraisa. The text that we have, the word that we have, Asher Kiddush Shabbos Shulchan. The tune was instituted, but the words were instituted by Yanshe Kness Hagadol. The Gemara says the fifth pack of brachas, that the nusach that we have, all the brachas that we have, the Kedushas and the Havdalas and the Bechas Krishmas and all the brachas that we have, were all instituted in the days of Ezra, the days of the beginning of Bayek Sheni. So what did they say before that? In the days of Ezra, what did Eliyahu Hanavi say when he made Kiddush? What did Shmuel Hanavi say? What did Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Yeshua Benun say? What did Dovra Melech say? How did they make Kiddush? So they didn't say Asher Kiddush Shabbos. What did they say? I don't know what they said. They said Bisham of Israel, they sang Bisham Alam. They did what the Rambam writes in Brech of Teslach Aleph. Mitzvah says the Kasha Svar, it says Shabbos Mitzvah. So the Varim means whatever words you want. It's like Mashal Mugabadim, the famous Rambam, beginning of his Tefillah, the Rambam writes that in a Torah, you don't have to say these words of Elokeinu, Elokei Maaseinu, Elokei Avinu, we don't have in Shmoneh Esrei. In a Torah, you have to speak to the Hashem every day. That's the Mitzvah Deraisa. The text that we have, that was instituted much, 1,000 years after the Torah, the days of Yishein, the days of Ezra. So he was masaking the text. Why did Ezra make this takanas? What was wrong? What was wrong with the Jewish religion before him, the days of Yisrishon? So the Rambam explains in the beginning of his tefillah what the problem was. The Rambam says, the kol zman, the kliyos who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and everybody was fluent in Lashon HaKodesh. So everyone, Lashon HaKodesh was always the way you speak to the Rebbe Shalom Lashon HaKodesh. So people knew Lashon HaKodesh, that was their mother tongue, so they were able to speak easily to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What happened was, the Rambam gives a whole history lesson, the whole sociological, historical development of why we have brachas that we have. What changed between my Sushim and Shem? So the Rambam writes, in the middle of the tefillah, the problem was when Klai Yisrael went to Golus. So they stopped speaking Hebrew. They started to speak Babylonian, Aramaic, whatever language they spoke then. So they started, the Hebrew wasn't so good. We know how to read Chumash in Hebrew, we know how to read Hebrew, but come on, we can't like, if I had to compose a poetic, description of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Hebrew, if you do it in English either, but in Hebrew, you're going to have a lot of trouble. So the Rabbi writes, people were funk-coring. They weren't able to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu so clearly. They didn't want to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We didn't talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu in English also. We passed him tefillahs b'cholosh in Emra, but people wanted to daven in Hebrew, and they pasha couldn't do it. So the Rabbi says, therefore, Ezra and his base, they decided, we're going to make a clear text. It's going to be easy for everybody. It's going to be, you don't have to invent the wheel every time you get up to daven Shacharis. Just open your siddur and read the prearranged text. That's where the Rambam went. So that was the same word for Kiddush also. So in the olden days, people were able to get up and they would say, Baruch Hashem, Shadosh Salam, Shabbos, Agolu, Kodesh, Atta, Kiddush, So, by the period of Chur and Vayis Rishon, the Golas Bavel, people were having trouble doing that. So therefore, Ezra and his base, they made it easy, and they came with the text for Kiddush, Adolos, Brachas, etc. But Min HaTorah, the mitzvah really doesn't have any set text whatsoever. So therefore, the Magen Avraham writes, when you daven Ma'ariv, so you will look at it, Shas HaShabbos. You said, Kiddush HaShabbos, finish. Rambam is Zach the Rambam. It says, the Kiddush HaShabbos, the Barim. I said, the Barim, what's the difference? So the... The two Gedolei Gedolei Acharonim, who were contemporaries of one another, had serious reservations with this Pesach of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph has some serious, serious reservations with this Magen Avraham. And then he writes that after he wrote this whole attack against the Magen Avraham, he says that a new sefer was just printed, and he was very excited about it. And he was very excited when he saw the new sefer, just hot off the presses, that the this new sefer had the same kasha that he had. Who was the new sefer? Anyone else? Kivega commented on the Rambam. Kivega did have had on the Rambam, but there was a sefer Mishnah Berurah called Nichas Chinuch. He writes, Nitfas Mechadosh, the sefer Mechadosh just got off, Mamash just got printed in the 1800s, Nichas Chinuch was printed, and he says, it's a great sefer, and he has the same kasha as I do. You know, the Nichas Chinuch was an afterthought. The sefer Nichas Chinuch that we have is not the original sefer. The original sefer was much, 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 much longer. Rabbi Yosef Babad, Rabbi Tanapol, he wrote this humongous sefer. I think the Nichas Chinuch is long, 20 times as long. But all the Shtikl Torahs, every all that we have, plus 1,000 times or more, and it was lost, stolen, and it was a fight. And so something happened to the original manuscript of the original Nichas Chinuch, and it was partially lost. It was lost for, forever. And the way the story, you can look at the story, you know, reread the various Nichas Chinuch, tell the story, the introduction of Nichas Chinuch. So he had such chalisha da'as to Nichas Chinuch that his whole life work has just kind of gone up in smoke. So he was just going to give up throwing the towel. But he said, you know what, instead of throwing the towel, I'll write a kitzur version. All right, you know, whatever, the Rashi Prakim was my old sefer, and that was the Mechsiv we have today. The Mechsiv that we have today is the Rashi Prakim. It's just the Ha'aras here and there. You can imagine what the size of the old sefer was. So it's usually assumed that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, guides the Messiah in such a way that no doubt if the original sefer of the Mechsiv would have originally been the one that's published, nobody would have learned it. It's too long. It's too long. You wouldn't have had these Mechas Chinuch Chaburas on Shabbos morning, people sitting over. It's a cool thing to do, to sit and read the Mechas Chinuch, because they're short. You got a nice Shtikl Torah, you know, told you a few fancy Marmikaimis, you know, you're able to, you know, get a little tour through a Sugya and Shas and move on. The Mechas Chinuch would have been as long as it originally was, without Marochas, and nobody would read it. Anyway, so that's just a little tidbit of history. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that him and the Mechas Chinuch were machav the same kasha. He says, the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Pesachim that when you say Kiddush on Friday night, Tzarech L'chazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of the text of Kiddush. How do you know that? Because it says Zochas Yom Shabbos Kasha. It says L'man Tizkos Yom Tzarech Mitzrayim. Is that one familiar? You see from here that you have to incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim into the text of Kiddush itself. So the Mechas Chinuch and the Mishnah Berurah both on the oyer against the Magen Avraham, checking your sitter. It doesn't say anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim in the davening in front of him. Believe it or not, Anta Kiddasha Shemeshul Shmeruch Atachas. It mentions Ma'aseh Shemayim V'aretz. It mentions Birus Olam a few times, but Chulo Shemayim. There's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zero. Yetzias Mitzrayim is lost in shuffle. So says the Mechas Chinuch. It says the Mishnah Berurah. How could it be Yetzias Mitzrayim? There's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah Berurah starts scrambling to try to remember Lamech Chosid. The Magen Avraham didn't know that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe the Magen Avraham understood that Gemara just says Aslach to the Alma. Really, merely min haTorah, you don't really have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's really just an Aslach to the Alma. Or maybe, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, maybe, with this long Bir Lachem Eshanaf, maybe the Magen Avraham understood that, well, when you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Birchus Kriya Shema, you say Emes Ramuna, and then you say, you jump right into Ishmael Esrei, maybe that's all Mitzurif Yachad, maybe. Again, it's a little bit of a stretch. That was 10 minutes earlier, it was a different part of the Tfilah, there's no Shaykh, there's no Tziruf. So the guy says Yetzias Mitzrayim now, and then he says Kiddush an hour and a half later. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is searching. He's searching in the dark to try to find Saliba. He's not telling people we're going to have him. Trying to tell people we're going to have him. So it's our Chimur. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, and Kashi has the Mogen Avraham. It's a throwback to what we said before. He's not sure that this isn't also a Chisarim, which is Sivus Kavanah. I think what we thought about Kiddush on Yom Kippur night. He asked the average Jew on Friday night when he's not in Meir, he asked Rabbi, do you know the Vinyates and Kiddush there, right? So he doesn't want to. I'm not even married. Kiddush is when I get home. Kiddush is after Shabbat, not before Shabbat. So what are you talking about? So Mishnah Berurah says, you know, we pass in Nochus Kriyish, but Mitzvah Shivas Kavanah. It's a Machlokes, Machlokes Tanai, Machlokes Avraham, Machlokes Rishon today in Shulchan. But all the dust settles, we pass in that Mitzvah Shivas Kavanah. Either between Zvad, either between Sofik. It's a Machlokes Achron, what's Shulchanach even meant? This is the Gwendol Shaz that just never gets resolved. So at the end of the day, to some degree, we require Kavanah. So Mishnah Berurah is not quite sure. Is that called Kavanah? The Magen Avraham would probably respond, yeah, that's Kavanah. It's all Kavanah. I'll das whatever I'm supposed to do. I'm not being mad. I'll das whatever I'm supposed to be doing. So it's still not 100% clear whether I'm Yaitse, Kiddush, Minatar, or not. We'll have to see. Fine, excuse me, at the end of the day, I'm going to make Kiddush again. We'll see as the city develops a little bit more. So again, the starting point is Taisus, Ibsach, and the most of the things in Taisus, did away with the yayin. Yayin is for zichah midrabbanan. That's room the rishonim. Paskim in it, so we paskim halacha. And based on that, the Magen Avraham said, so it came, so it can be yaitzi with Pavli Meira, and now the Mishmur and the Minchas Enoch are having serious reservations with that. But it wasn't only the Magen Avraham, it was a lot of Acharon of Gedolei Vecharon, that's what I mentioned before, Mekeveya, or Mekeveya, then Yehuda, Gedolei Nesekeim, and Shulchan Aruch, went along with this theory of the Magen Avraham, the Imam is yaitzi with their Eisa. Rabbi Kevega went so along with it that he raises this famous tzarchiyah. Rabbi Kevega says, he's not sure. Let's say a guy says good Shabbos to somebody. Are you yaitzim in a Torah? Maybe it's not a Torah. Say good Shabbos. Because you were the master of Shabbos with Vora. You were spot. You don't say good Tuesday, you don't say good Sunday to somebody, you don't say good Shabbos. So that speaks about the uniqueness of Shabbos. So maybe that's the bit for their eyes and kids, but just say good Shabbos. Oh, that would be a good push to get everyone to encourage people to say good Shabbos to people. That would be a great, wonderful thing. Say good Shabbos is a wonderful thing. So Rav Kevega is not sure. So the Mishnah Brura says he's not sure why Rav Kevega wasn't even sure. He says he thinks it's for sure no good. Says the Mishnah Brura, even if the Magen Avraham is right, which the Mishnah Brura had serious, serious reservations on, he thinks Rav Kevega's extrapolation to go one step further is a little bit too far. Why is that too far? He says, if you look at the Lashon Rambam and the Chashamis, so the Rambam writes that mitzvah zaseh l'haskus haShabbos v'dvarim to talk about shavach haShabbos and kedushas haShabbos. The Rambam puts in two parts. You have to talk about the Shabbos is special, something very, very, it's a very special blessed day. It doesn't have the qualities of regular day, it has kedusha also. If you leave out kedushas haShabbos, so you can chas v'sefer. Is that what the pasuk says? Zochsev Shabbos to cut show. If you didn't mention the Shabbos as Yom Kippur, let's say I get up and I say Saturday is the greatest day. It's a day of rest. I love it. I spend time with my family, chilling, go to the synagogue. But I forgot to mention the fact that it's a Yom Kodesh. So Mishnah Brura says, you can chasm it. You missed the boat. What kind of kitsch is that? That's Zochsev Shabbos. That's Zochsev Shabbos. But it's not like cut show. So you require that. That's the Lashon Rambam. You have to mention Shabbos Shabbos of Kedusha also. So Rabbi Kevega says you can take a Shabbos. Says the Mishmur, where's the Kodesh part? Anuchum, when you wish for a good Shabbos, say good Shabbos Kodesh. Zachumah. If you say good Shabbos Kodesh, then maybe Yaitzim in their eyes. And if you're really, really nervous and you want to be Yaitzim with Zechias Tzitz Mitzrayim, so you should say to everybody Friday night, good Shabbos Kodesh Zechias Tzitz Mitzrayim. Maybe you Yaitzim Chol Adayis, but after, and have a Kavanah to be Yaitzim. So do me a favor, if you decide to pick up that minute, please don't tell me we're Mashiach, because I don't want people to think I'm a little crazy. Okay, but not so crazy. So I'm going to come start. Everyone's walking around saying, "The Shabbos coming."
Why would you
want to
pick up the money?
You want to know why? What would I want to do this? Why can't I
just? You don't understand like what the issue is. Like, what are you trying to solve?
Okay. Go. You're right. What's the goal of this whole discussion? So it's not what they're trying to solve. We're actually going to create problems with this. Because the whole group of Achorim created a serious problem. If I was Yetzi Kiddush when I daven Ma'ariv and some of the other members of my household, and my wife wasn't, does that pose a problem in terms of one being person being Motzi somebody else? So you're right. A normal scenario, I'm going to daven Ma'ariv and come on my Kiddush, and who cares when I was Yetzi Deraisa? But when you start to mix and match, who's Motzi who? Can a man be Motzi a woman? A woman be Motzi a man? Can a boy just turn around mitzvah without Beis Cyrus? Can he be Motzi sir? It's going to become important to know who's Chayav Deraisa, who's Chayav Deravon. That's what this discussion. We're setting up the stage for next week as to it's going to be important in terms of who can be Motzi who is Yetzi Deraisa and who wasn't. Okay? It could also be an interesting idea in terms of being Mazak that people are not necessarily from, that people are not necessarily gonna get Kiddush. So maybe it would be a nice thing if I say to the neighbor, walking past the neighbor, even though he's not going to make Kiddush, I wish him a good Shabbos, and hopefully he'll wish me a good Shabbos back. Maybe Rosh Hashanah does, but we're jumping ahead a little bit, but when we talk about Abdullah, hopefully, so there's a din that you're not allowed to do malacha until you say Abdullah. So the other din is you don't have to say a full Abdullah Kaisik with the most Rosh Hashanah. You just say Baruch Hamad, something like that. So Rosh Hashanah has a vort. He says that when in Eretz Yisrael, you get into a camp on Motzei Shabbos, if the driver's not from, so the first thing you should say to him is Shavuot Tov. You should say it to him because that's a nice thing to do. You should say it to him first, so he should respond back Shavuot Tov. So Shlomo Zalman said he thinks that Yehi Yetzer Abdullah Mederaisa with that. So that's enough. Saying the Shavuot Tov of the cab driver is enough for him to now do malacha. Because otherwise, there's a shaila of Lefanivra. I'm getting to him. Say, yeah, Lefanivra, I'm getting to his cab and causing him to drive, even though Nebuch, they've been driving all day today. But we don't want to be my tzilaz on people. But even though he may be a full-fledged Ruchal Shabbos, but I don't have a right to have violated the din of Pasul Law and the Pasul Law, couldn't she have deal? So maybe there's a mile of saying Shavuot Tov to him. So we talk about that hopefully down 2 months down, then we get to Abdullah, then we get to Abdullah. But that's a big question. Is Shavuot Tov really good enough for Abdullah? Because the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Abdullah and the mitzvah of Kiddush are really the same mitzvah. You have to remember Zechiras HaShabbos of Tishasai. So when you make Abdullah, you have to say Amal Debin Kaddish L'chol. If you don't say Amal Debin Kaddish L'chol, then you haven't acknowledged the Kaddish HaShabbos B'chim Yitzi Yosef. So just saying Shavuot Tov, say good Voch. You have a good week. So that may show that Shabbos is special. That phrase, Shavuot Tov, is an indication that this is the beginning of the week. Shabbos just ended. I don't say on Tuesday night Shavuot Tov, because there's nothing special about Tuesday. So by saying Shavuot Tov, this is the beginning of the week. Maybe that's a little bit of a Shavuot HaShabbos, but it's not Kedushta Shabbos. So Shavuot Zalman seems to be going like the Magen Avraham, that maybe you don't, that's like Rabbi Kivegan, maybe you don't need so much Kedushta Shabbos. Although again, the Lashon Rambam is clear that you do. So I don't know, that's open and food for thought. Hopefully we'll talk about that again further down the line. So back to the story in terms of Kiddush. So we have these very, very watered down ways of being Yetzir Kiddush Daraisa, which may help or may hurt us, depending on what you think you were Yetzir on. So close an interesting potentially, yes, how does it help us? So it may help us in the following. So I remember this goes back many years ago when my grandmother, she was still alive. So she lived about a 20-minute walk from my house. So it happened to be there was a month kufa when I was in my early 20s, where I was the Balkairi in the shul that was right near her house. So I used to walk Shabbos morning from my house, or go laying, and I would always pass by her house on the way back home. So I would pop in for a minute, and wish her good Shabbos, you know, and sit down, she moved around a little bit, and I would make Kiddush for her. So I remember my father, Michelle, every Friday, we would go to visit her for Shabbos. He would always bring her a box of cookies, a bottle of grapes, just to make sure she'd have something to give me for Kiddush that Shabbos. Well, a long, long time he used to do that. So he used to always bother me because, you know, I knew my grandmother was, you know, she was a European, like a Galiciana woman. You know, women didn't make Kiddush, you know. Even though the din is that your husband's, grandfather died many years before. So a woman is home by herself, so she mechuyev to make Kiddush min HaTorah. You know, a European woman, you know, it wasn't their style necessarily. So I'm not sure that she was making Kiddush really on Friday night. So the din is, if you don't make Kiddush on Friday night, so then you're supposed to make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, the full Kiddush, not just, Vishomru and Zoch, it's supposed to be the full text of Kiddush. So the Iker then is really when I would come Shabbos morning, I should really make Mamash Kiddush, Kaddish HaShabbos, the real Baruch Hashem, the real Mokor, that's the real din. But I knew she's going to feel a little uncomfortable, you have to know who to pull longest on and not, you have to be careful. So I was thinking to myself, okay, so I'll make Kiddush for Shamru, that she's used to Kiddush in the daytime, she knows she's made Shamru, so I'll say Mishamru. But I'll have in mind to be right here in Kiddush. I should be right to Kiddush Daraisa, Kiddush B'dvarim. What's the big deal? So it used to bother me. It used to bother me. The Shabbat and the Chesunik used to bother me. Because in Bishamru and in Zachar, there's no mention of what? There's no existence of time. Right? It doesn't exist. So what doesn't exist, you make it up. So for many, many moons, this was my Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Zach Hashem Shabbos, okay, Baruch Hashem Shabbos Shabbos, I could show you, Zecher, let's see us, Mitzrayim. I'll be fussing Kiddush. I had to be careful if I make Kiddush like at home or somewhere else, and make sure I got so used to saying it, put the time on my heart. Zecher, so I suck at Zecher, that's right. So I'll try to fill in the Shiloh a little bit later, but I'll tell you quick follow up to that. Many, many years later, this goes back a couple of years ago, so one of my nephews, Bar Mitzvah, was Shabbos HaGadol a couple of years ago, and we were there. We went to the Shabbos, and Bo Bayom was on Shabbos, and they had already changed the clock, so they were making early Shabbos. The family was making early Shabbos for the Simcha, so we're only making early Shabbos. And I told him there's a little bit of a problem now in terms of the Bar Mitzvah boy's Kiddush, because when he heard Kiddush Friday night, it wasn't really Friday night; it was now before Shkia, so it's not so much that he's Yotzei with the early Kiddush. So I said, you should really make Kiddush over again, but that's a suffix where you have to all wonders. So I said, you know what, let's at least cover ourselves all based on their ISIS. So remember, as soon as they read it, it's Kechavim. So I sat down, my nephew, you know what hit him, and sat down, my nephew, that's his Kechavim, said two things. First of all, say Krishma. They say Krishma, I want you to say Vayichulu and have in mind to be Yotzei in the midst of Kiddush. It's okay. We got to a Shabarolikim ourselves. I said to him, and I want you to say just three words. Zeichel Litzias Mitzrayim. What is he talking about? So that's what you asked me. Why is this an important discussion? It's very important. When you're making Kiddushes for grandmothers and you're making Kiddushes for mitzvah boys, you gotta know what they're right and what they're wrong. So open Mitzvah next, we'll try it.